Testing.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of the show, and welcome this afternoon. I am covering this week. I've kind of evolved into covering particular parts. It takes a week to cover. First, it was feminism. Then I talked about the family. Then I talked about, oh, how they divide the country and families, paganism. All these things. These are all talked about around round tables, discussion groups. Who? Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Canadian Institute of International Affairs. That's all Illuminati. Every single one. And they have multiple memberships of each one of those. Who makes them up? Bloodline families of the Illuminati, plus those in secret societies that's being fooled at the highest level of our government and military. Family, this may sound kind of catchy, say the least, but I'm telling you, 100% sure. Every one of those that are members that are not bloodline to the Illuminati. Once the Illuminati has taken total control of the world governments, which is already in position, it's just a matter of getting the world to accept it before they get depopulated. Once they have total control of the system, including the digital tattoo, they will start executing all the secret society members. Will die. as a guarantee. You see, they don't know that. At the highest level, they don't understand that they're being led to the slaughter. Once the Great White Brotherhood has total control, then they will start the execution of all those who know too much. And then, quote, Freemasons will die as if by some illness, unquote. They'll not even know that they've been targeted for execution by illnesses and other ways. And this is documented in the Protocols, chapter 15 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion that goes back to the year 1776. Combined Freemasonry and Illuminati at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in 1782. And they've been there ever since, carrying from generation as to family tradition to generation to generation to generation. Family, they will kill and eat their own. These people are beyond evil. You can't, the average, some of the murderers in prison can't even begin to imagine how evil the ones are that are running loose, called the elite at the highest level. They have no idea. The worst criminal and psychopath in prison has no idea how evil these people are. And they control governments, the finances, the politics, the religions, philosophy, science, the arts, education. But family, they lose because you're dealing with a supernatural realm of which God is the king. And there's not a thing they can do about it. Nothing. So everything they do that is being used to cause you all fear, whatever it is they do, and to tell you they're going to do to cause them fear, is for naught, because they lose. And it comes down to whose soul, or which direction your soul is going, heaven or hell. That's really the bottom line, the wheat and the tares. It's a supernatural world we live in. The material world is going to evolve, change, be translated into the supernatural. And that's something else that nobody can stop. Only thing you can control, it's where your soul is going to go by your free will. That's really the bottom line. And it would take the Joint Chief of Staff to wake up out of their stupor and their own lust of power and control and idiocy, blood oaths, to finally realize the truth. But they won't. They're blinded, many of them. The others are under control of their hierarchy because of their jobs, their position, their rank, their medals, and this, that, and the other. This is how it really works. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now. And I got a lot to talk about. Today, I'm going to talk, well, actually, really, I've talked about the race manipulation Monday and Tuesday. But I really didn't get close to it as I wanted to go. I laid the groundwork, but as far as I'm concerned, it wasn't adequate. So today, I want to focus on the race issue. Before it was a family issue, how they use the families to destroy the country by destroying the families. And the methods they did, I've already talked about that. And the religion, how they use religion to destroy the country. Should I say plural countries. And then the paganistic beliefs, how they've used that. And all these are coordinated through the organization, through these organizations. With objectives, milestones, assignments, contact groups, activity groups. This is how the world really works. We have a nice crowd today on listening in. And, of course, I can never know really how many listen on TalkStream Live. And try that sometime today, if you would. Go to TalkStream Live about every hour. That would be twice. And you find TalkStream Live on your browser in the URL bar, and put talkstreamlive.com, and you'll go in there, and you'll find my picture. Click it, and it'll take you to my whatever they call page or something like that, and then you'll click the little bar to the right of my picture, and that'll take you to a download of either some kind of listing page. And then click off that if you want to, or listen. Or you go on my picture and it goes onto my website. Either one, you can listen either way. Either TalkStream Live, if you're already doing that, fine. And by the way, TalkStream Live shuts off about 3 minutes to the hour. But I normally keep talking right up to the hour. So those that's listening on TalkStream Live, you want to catch the last 3 to 4 minutes, you can go to my website by clicking on my picture. And it takes you to my website. I'm still talking. That's the way it works. Also remind you that 8 to 9 I have Bible study, and it's focused solely on biblical principles and biblical study, if you will. The broadcast is mixed with politics, religion, education, on how the supernatural is manipulating mankind through these secret societies. I tell you exactly how they do it. And that's up to you. Listen, if you're new listeners, you might sound a little odd here, but I tell people, do not believe what I say. Matter of fact, don't believe anything anybody says on TV, news, whatever. You hear what you hear, and then you check it out yourself. You challenge everything you hear on TV, news, alternative news, whatever. It don't matter. I know for a fact, and the congressional records confirm. For example, Operation Mockingbird. For example, in 1915, J.P. Morgan bought out all the major newspapers, 25 of them actually, the major ones. And they've been in control of the newspapers and news media ever since, transferred to Rockefeller's in 1921 under the Council of Foreign Relations. And they have controlled media perfectly, assigning editors to make sure that their interests are maintained. And the only time they really lost control was the 1920s, a couple of newspapers. And certainly in 1950s, in the Chicago Tribune, started putting out some really good articles against the Council of Foreign Relations and blaming the Council of Foreign Relations for starting the wars. Absolutely true. World War II and the Korean War. Well, actually, World War I was planned before 1873 by Albert Pike, a Freemason. Yeah, under conceptual terms. And each generation after 1870s of Illuminati then formulated plans to make sure the false flags occurred for all the wars from 1870 on up. And that's a fact. The wars were pre-planned. The death of our troops all the way back to the First World War could almost be anticipated and calculated. And that's where Arlington is today. Pre-planned wars with expected win-loss created and designed, anticipated before the war is ever fought. And this can be proven and demonstrated. Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct. Who do you want to blame? The secret societies with their own government. Illuminati. The Vatican, the Jesuits. Oh, I got proof of that too. Even back in 1860s. Lincoln confirms the Jesuits were responsible for the largest number of Americans killing each other, Civil War. The Jesuits were responsible for, confirmed by Lincoln, 1885, in a book written by Charles Chitney. Absolutely. That's the enemy. Let's dedicate the broadcast and get moving here. I got a lot to talk about. Just lay it all out. Lord, we thank you today for bringing us together in this broadcast, Father, in our Bible studies at night. Lord, we thank you for this network. We thank you, Lord, that your Son died on a cross for our sins, that we, Father, can come to heaven. Lord, we call upon you, Lord, to send the Holy Spirit to give us all that wisdom, discernment we need, Father, to spread the gospel. Lord, and divine appointments to keep ourselves confirmed, and Father, to give us that conviction of heart when we fall away. Lord, we thank you for your chastisement. We thank you, Lord, for the conviction you put in our hearts Father, when we step away from you, that, Lord, our free will sometimes is our own worst enemy. Lord, we call upon you, Lord, to send those warring angels down here, Lord, to, Father, to spread the blood of Jesus around us, protect us with a circle. Lord, we call upon you to set up divine appointments to those that's contemplating suicide, Lord, and the military personnel and the citizens, Lord, that are out here, the children that are contemplating suicides because of these psychotropic drugs and these hoaxes of ADHD and all these other maladies that are created, caused by the supernatural world, that, Lord, that the truth will come out by the doctors, by whistleblowers that teach the truth about these psychotropic drugs, these false diagnosis of psychological illnesses, Lord, that are caused and not caused by the individuals, Lord, but caused by the supernatural realm, caused by the psychotropic drugs, that, Lord, that you will render it null and void. And, Father, you bring the awareness to others that only through Jesus can we be healed and saved. Lord, we pray for those that's being abducted and have been abducted, Lord, the children, for these sacrifices, Lord, that are going on in these holidays, that, Lord, that this will be brought up to the public's eye, that, Father, people will see what's really going on in the background in our countries, worldwide, of the egregious evil that pervades in the royalties, in the secret societies, and the Satanists that's all connected, that, Lord, that they'll be exposed. Father, to bring an awareness to the churches, for the preachers, the pastors, for rabbis to step away, all of them to step away from religion, Lord, and start preaching the truth that's contained in the King James Bible. Lord, because the attack has begun in earnest and in very quickly on the King James Bible. Lord, we pray for knowledge to come out about the truth about Jesus. And Lord, about the truth of redemption and salvation. And Father, only through your supernatural help can this happen, because many are so deceived. Father, we pray for families to come together. We pray for healing of those, Father, that the healings can cause those to see Jesus and to bring families together because of healing, because of those lost sheep, that, Father, they come back to the family through the Holy Spirit's guidance with divine appointments. And, Father, we call upon you to strip down the protection of the supernatural realm and to strip down the protection of those that's following the supernatural agenda to expose them, Father, to the world. And, Father, then to bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and this to serve as a guide straight to your Son, Jesus. And to bind it to their hearts, Lord, that they can find salvation. And, Father, to break up these prayer chains and break up these Wiccan ceremonies, Father, that are seem to be increasing. Because, Father, we see the increase of the supernatural evil upon this earth, increasing day by day. Father, we need that Holy Spirit to guide us in the right path, protect us all, and, Father, to give us that time to witness to others about the salvation comes from Jesus. All these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, this is not a war between Russia, China, and America, or NATO, UTO, MITO, whose toe, who's ever toe. It don't make one bit of difference. It is not that, because, family, they work together. You want a reality show? You've got it. When Putin talks to Obama, or Putin talks to Bush, or Clinton, or it don't make one lick of difference, and they pretend to be at odds with each other. Kerry pretends to be at odds with Bush, and all this is a play act, reality show, and just a bunch of gumbo. It's a lie. Kerry and Bush are cousins. They are cousins, and they're both members of Skull and Bones. And so when they get on the air, and they get on these TV talk shows, and whatever the dickens they are, and they're on the same team, yet they pretend they're not. 90% of our population are fooled by these secret society members. Just like a reality show, there is no such thing as a reality show. Whatever you turn on TV, it's the Illuminati training you. It's a training exercise. Survivor, Dancing with the Stars, Super Bowl, it don't make one lick of difference. Say the Union Address, all this nonsense. It's all prescripted to guide you where they want you to go. And that's a fact, too. So when they say that, well, Obama was talking to whoever under, didn't realize that their microphone was on, we could hear it and hear it on YouTube, people actually believe that. They actually believe that nonsense. Family, there's no mistake. And then they put it on YouTube, as they've pushed it, CIA, YouTube, Facebook, Spacebook, MySpace, YourSpace, whatever. Most ingenious thing they've ever come up with. Because then you can say, I friend you, and here's my family, and here's my house, and here's my bedroom, and here's my pictures. Man, it's a CIA, NSA, smorgasbord. I mean, it's like, whoa, man, it's all the crab you can eat. And they're eating it with all kinds of melted butter. And let me tell you, they're having a ball. It's easy. They just connect. They can find your house. They can identify which room your child is in. It's amazing. And who do you think steals identities? Members of NSA and CIA. Because they want you to know that your identity can be stolen. Why? Because they want you to go the digital tattoo. And they load you down with cards, Visa cards, Misa, Yerza, whatever card. Man, you got cards. I got cards. I got them all, too. I got like an inch of cards. You got your driver's license. You got your VA cards. You got your library cards. You got, you got the Visa, the MasterCard, some card some people never heard of before, whatever. Wouldn't you be so glad to get rid of all those cards? Yeah, and all that change in your pocket? Oh, man. All those dollar bills don't mean a thing? Well, come and get your digital tattoo. It ties you into a computer base and can read your thoughts, cause you to have a heart attack. It can do all kinds of things. Matter of fact, that's what it's doing. It's doing it. It can even give you medications. Look it up right now. Your dear old grandmother needs her medication. Get a microchip. No problem. Over 100 doses of some medication comes out of that microchip. They tack into your pacemaker. They can tack into it. Damn good sure can. And in 1973 is when the technology came out. 71, 73. That's kind of a long time ago. Actually, it goes back to the 1960s. The same technology, now it's evolved into a digital tattoo instead of a microchip injected in the body with or implanted by surgery or injected by a syringe. Well, now it's on top of the skin, permanently on top, like a tattoo. Look up DARPA, Regina Dugans. Look it up now. She tells you all about it. They're all wide open about it. They just tell you right about it now. Well, it can listen to conversations. It's like a GPS. It controls your behavior. 6 hertz developed, shot at your body, 6 hertz, as they can identify you from space through this microchip. Absolutely. In your DNA. They can deliver 6.6 hertz, causes you to have depression. If they increase the amount of electromagnetic energy to 10 hertz or 11, it causes you to be extremely enraged and angry. Then they have voice-to-skull technology. They can beam microwave into your head in the same fashion they put a circuit on a laser beam. It bypasses your eardrums, goes directly to the mind, the part center of the brain that turns it into words. It's very simple, actually. I mean, it's simple. Your ears collect the vibration. It goes through this nerve thing, whatever, eardrum. And then from there, it goes to the part of the brain center that says, oh, this is what it's saying because of the vibration. Well, they bypass that using microwave technology. After all, Walmart, a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, they've been testing it at their stores for advertisement. Yeah, buddy. Oh, I got the evidence. I don't have time to go over it right now. I got a lot more to talk about. But that's what's happening, family. That's how they're doing it. Now, yes. Manipulation to behavior manipulation. Now, I'm not going to go there. I've already talked about that dozens of times with Tavistock and electromagnetic energy and Anthony Sutton and et cetera, that talks about it, and Delgado and Schwetzbel and his twin brother, several others. I want to talk about a mix of racial manipulation and family manipulation is another way they do it. And that's what I want to head to now. When I hesitate sometimes, it's that I want to try to make something as complicated, as simple as possible, to try to get this across to you. And why do you need to know? So that you can avoid it, see for what it really is, pray against it, and just simply not participate. Although you can do what you want. Now, I'm tempted right now to go in to the news, but I don't want to do that right now. Because sometimes I get caught up in that, and I'll talk for 40 minutes or 45 on telling you the background of certain news. But do keep in mind, this election thing, even though it's current right now, elections are worthless. Now, we know for a fact that presidential elections are preset. They know who's going to be appointed as president of the corporation by the time he's in high school. And that's a fact. The president is appointed, never elected. You're lied to about elections. So your lower level elections, the elections reflect the people. Well, here's the reality. Freemasons not only control the money given to overseas medical, this, that, and the other for Ebola and what have you. They control that, really. Yeah, they do. Pyramid scheme, where do you think that came from? Amway, all Freemasonry. Control the world's finance, Knights Templar, Freemasonry. It's not the Jews. Jews are participants. You understand, this is a reality for the Knights of Malta. Now, yeah, buddy, that's the truth. Now, so elections, even on the lowest level, the smallest town, the politics is controlled by Freemasons at the highest level. Freemasons are interconnected. Washington is the headquarters, 16th Street, Scottish Rite, etc. And then they're subjugated by Freemasonry in England, London, the monarchy, the Vatican. They're subjugated by the Illuminati, the Italian, German. And over them, your kings and queens and so forth, are a certain hierarchy I'm not going to go into right now. But they do exist. Now, that's how it really works. So your lowest level elections are going to reflect the people. It's going to manipulate the public. And they're under control by Freemasons in the local towns. It don't matter which town it is. It don't matter. And so is the police department. And so is the high schools and colleges. Yes, sir. I can give you all evidence. I'm not going to now because there's too much time. They have the first black senator, female, elected in U.S. South since the Civil War. Now, I don't care. They can elect Elmer Fudd if they want to. I don't care. I'm telling you how the race situation is being manipulated, and now you're heading toward a female president. First, it was I said black president, but he was really Egyptian, and they're lying to you. Before that, and see, each election represents that segment, and when it's time for that president to go, they start vilifying whoever it is. Clinton, was time to vilify him because time for Bush to come on. It was Lewinsky. You notice she's still living? Yeah, they murdered Chandra Levy. They murdered another lady in Virginia. It's connected to Rahm Emanuel, up in Chicago. Well, he was leaving there and going to become mayor. Well, there's a woman that knew some background on him. She died when she drove her car somewhere in Virginia. Her car exploded. She caught on fire. She died. I've got a study on it. Anyway, I'm not going there. But I don't have a problem talking about it. Not at all. Maybe if somebody asks me to, I will on the air. I don't care. But it'll take a while to explain it. That's how they really do it. But Lewinsky lived. And she's making money with books because they vilified on purpose, and Clinton was a part of it, to vilify himself, to lay up for the next appointment, Bush. Then Bush and Kerry do their thing back and forth. It's all a scam. They're all scammers. Well, Hillary is now slated to be president, or at least possibly be president, appointed, and watch your Wesley Clark, Knights of a Rhodes Scholar. He's a Rhodes Scholar. Took a blood oath against Americans. As did Jerry Boykin. He's a Knights of Malta. Took a blood oath. Look it up. Go on yourself. Look it up. That would be her advisor and Brzezinski. They're all evil. Every doggone one of them. Well, Hillary Clinton is trying to push the international rights of the child. They failed to do it in 1989. International rights of the child, the UN International Rights of the Child, is really designed to steal your children away and subjugate the parents to have any control. Child euthanasia is being pushed in Oregon. Legalizing marijuana being pushed in Oregon. Taking tobacco off the market is being looked at in several towns to make it illegal. Yeah, they are. It's starting. They want marijuana to be in the lead to medicate you now. Child euthanasia in Oregon, to kill your children, allow them to kill themselves, and you can't stop it. Why can't you stop it? Because international rights of child will prevent you from doing it. I know what these suckers are doing. That's what they're doing. So now they're putting women in control, which, again, I don't care. Do what you're going to do. I don't care. I'm just letting you know what their strategy is. And they're bringing the racial issue now to the forefront. They got to cause strife, cause chaos, which they've done for the past 300 years or more, till you're just tired of it, and you want to come together under their control. I don't have anything wrong with coming together, but the problem is, they're the ones creating the chaos to bring everybody together under a military dictatorship that they're not telling you about. So they got to vilify Obama, which I still don't have a problem with at all. I'm just telling you, he's part of his own vilification. He's playing the role as he's been led to do all along. They've prepared him for this job, as it did Bush, as it did Clinton, as it did Bush, and all the way FDR, every doggone one of these liars, Reagan, Nixon, every single one, LBJ, except JFK. He changed the cake on him a little bit. He changed the icing. So did Lincoln. So did McKinley. Andrew Jackson. All of them have something in common. Garfield was just a bad character. They just had to kill him anyway. Reagan started running his mouth about the finances, and they told him to stop and shut up. And so Hinckley just gave him a warning. Hinckley was MK Ultra. Didn't even know what he was probably doing, but they used him to give Reagan a little bit of a warning. Same thing with Ford, who was cousin to Nixon. It's really complicated, but all these things I can show you, but I ain't going to do it now. So now what are they doing? Race manipulation. And now they're going to cash in on it. Been setting it up since 1600s. Absolutely. 8-step program. Takes 250 years to complete. That's correct. Lincoln was a part of this. Did he go rogue on him? Lincoln was considered to be, and I have this documented. You understand this? This is officially documented in the Illuminati's own textbooks. I've got it. Signs of Christ, Harold Balliaz, is a textbook of the Illuminati. And Lincoln was a racial avatar. He was channeled. His wife, Mary Todd, same bloodline, were Illuminati by marriage to the Astors. That means they were possessed. That means they had a different DNA bloodline than you. Look up Mary Todd. That was one evil individual woman, let me tell you what. She is in the occult, just like Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, and all the rest of them. In witchcraft, just like Queen Elizabeth II, the Bush family, ever a doggone one of them, are into witchcraft, sorcery, seances, tarot cards, all this kind of thing. Family, that's what leads this. Now, you all not liking this, I know, but I can't help that. Challenge it. Don't believe me. Challenge it, though. And look what you get. So, now, that being said, as I'm now kind of talking off the top of my head, because this is hard to put on a script. I don't have a script for this right now. So I got to talk to the heart. Now, race relations. Let's go back to where it all began. Where did human races come from? Oh, you thought I was going to go somewhere else, didn't you? When I said let's go back, that's exactly what I meant. I talked a little bit about it yesterday, and that's one of the questions that's always come up, about where the races came from. Now, I'm not a microbiologist. I'm not a theologian. I'm not an archaeologist. I always liked archaeology, but I'm not one. I'm an anti-terrorist expert. I'm a physical security analyst, former military, strategist, whatever. That's Southern. I'm good at that, but I put that way behind me. Now I'm exposing the lies. I like this a lot better, because I was fooled too. I didn't know my own government was against me. I didn't know that the CIA worked against our military forces. I didn't know our presidents were secret society members and members of Satanist organizations. I didn't know that. I always was against racial conflict. Because I see everybody in the heart, not in the soul, not the color of the skin. It's ridiculous. But then I begin to find out and see in my research and study of what we as white people did to the blacks is egregious. And the Indians and the Mexicans, what we did is egregious. And because we're of some racial similar characteristics, we allowed it to happen. We were quiet. To be manipulated by the Freemasons, the Jesuits, and all these that don't have even our own interests in heart. Cause us to even fight each other, like the Bundy Ranch. Bundys are Illuminati. So they couldn't do racial, white against white, so they did the patriotism card. The tyrannical government we're in. So the militia being fooled, the border guards being told they better do this or lose their job, protect yourselves, are causing white people to fight white people. You all ain't catching it, man. You're not catching it. You're going along with it. Under the guise of patriotism, fighting a tyrannical government. Who's a tyrannical government? The Border Patrol, the feds, the FEMA. Well, who the dickens you think they are? And then the militia, where'd you fight before? Maybe some of your former military, right? You went to Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, where do you think some of the FEMA and the Border Patrol guys were at? Huh? Where do you think they were? Same place, fighting a common enemy. Now, they come back here, just like the Serbs and Albanians. They're white folk. They have a different religion. So they're using religion in Kosovo. I was there 5 years. I know, and I saw it, and I was in the middle of it. Several very hairy situations I was. But I sought that out. I wanted that. I wanted to see what was really going on. I don't sit on the sideline and just wave the flags and all this. I want to get in the middle of it. Well, I did. Yeah. And I saw it. And now we had lieutenants and captains and majors that were that I talked to privately that were very frustrated at the general level and above and the embassy's policies. Ever since Korean War, Vietnam War, they're all planned to fail by design. Anyway, race relations. So let's go back to the race. No pun intended. Focus on race. The race manipulation. How they work it on the highest level. Where'd the races come from? Well, you can pretty much start at the Ark. You had eight people. That's why they got to tell you that there was pre-Adamic races before Adam and Eve. Well, if you believe that, which is a lie, then that immediately discredits the Bible. Then they come up with all kinds of combinations of, well, the wives of Shem, Japhet, and Ham had the corrupted DNA when they got on the ship, on the boat, the Ark. That Ham was black and Japhet was white boy and Shem was bronze, so that means that that means that Noah had different DNA in his whole body. In other words, Noah was a smorgasbord of DNA. I mean, can you imagine Adam? Imagine Noah and his wife said, "What? That baby's different. What? That one's too, and this one looks like us, but the." Well, come on now. Come on. So when they come off the boat, they got off the boat. There were only eight people alive on the face of this planet at that time. Noah, wife, and three sons, three wives. Yeah, the original, my three sons. Yeah. And Father knows best. All right there, right out of the ark. Yeah, well. So they come off and they're all one culture, and they did speak one language. Yeah. And Noah was perfect in his generation. That's what the King James Bible says. The other Bibles don't say that. Not supposed to, because they're corrupt. Noah was a just man. He was righteous before God, but he was perfect in his generation. Long story short, perfect in generation, the Bible's telling you, his DNA was pure. In other words, he did not have Nephilim DNA or any other DNA inside of him like God had already destroyed. So God's not going to let impure DNA. The idea is to protect that bloodline from Adam to Noah to David, Mary to Jesus Christ. And you think for a second that God's going to allow that? No. Then you say, well, what happened then? And I'll say, well, this did. After the ark, Ham, who had the same DNA, he wasn't black, ain't got nothing to do with anything, okay? He saw his father's nakedness. Now, if he uncovered his father's nakedness, that means he did have sexual relations with his wife, which would be his mother. Uncovering your father's nakedness is night and day from seeing the father's nakedness. See, these Freemasons and these Jesuits and others don't tell you that. Uncovering the father's nakedness is sex. But that's not what the Bible says. Yeah. The Bible says he saw his father's nakedness. You say, well, what's... See, today it's no big deal, right? I mean, down south, you see your dad come out in his bloomers and, hey, mama, where's the cigarette? Give me a beer here to drink. You know, you got the idea? Okay, yahoo. But back then, you don't see your parents' nakedness. There's respect. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's in the Ten Commandments, to respect your parents, right? Yeah, it is. That's one of the Ten Commandments. That's one of the Ten Commandments. So when he saw his father's nakedness, and his father, Noah, was drunk as a skunk, out, naked, as a jaybird, on the bed, or whatever it is, he goes back to his brother and say, I guess what I saw, man. Daddy is naked as a jaybird and drunk as a skunk. Well, I don't think he said it quite like that, but you got the idea. His brothers like were appalled because he's not showing respect to his father that they're supposed to show. They go back, and it specifically states how they walk backwards, so they don't see. They don't see their father's nakedness and cover him up. That's a big deal back then. Well, when Noah found out what had been done, he's just a tad bit ticked off. And the sins of the father befall the family forward. That's why he cursed Cana, Cush. Now, this is a long story, really short. So you got Ham. You got Cush. And Cush, Cana, was cursed because of that. And that's another Bible study. That's another story. I'm not going there. Stop. Okay. Cush, whose wife was Semiramis, had Nimrod. Yeah, buddy. The first Antichrist. Find that Satan saw a weakness. He centered on the third generation of the cursed generation. That's a very important to know. Generations are cursed up to four generations today. That's right. When you're a Freemason, you take a blood oath. Or you're into witchcraft. You have a grandmother, a mother in witchcraft, or dealt with tarot cards and all this. That's a curse. What does a curse mean? A demon is assigned to that family and stays with it until you deliver it. This is the problems today. Absolutely is. Well, going back, that family was cursed. Nimrod was targeted by the fallen angels, by the hierarchy. And that's when the craft, masonry, alchemy, all this was delivered to man once again. And manipulation of DNA began. Limited, but it began. Dinosaurs were wiped out in the flood. But the manipulation of mankind and DNA began around Nimrod. And the alchemy. How to change the DNA through alchemy. You see? So by this connection between the fallen angels, the hierarchy, and Nimrod, Nimrod was going to build, shall we say, the early version of the CERN. A way by which the fallen angels could come into this realm. By human sacrifice and alchemy. Remember in the Bible it says he's building a tower to heaven. Well, it's not the same heaven that God is. It's the same heaven. No. The tower was built with alchemy, using copper, other combinations lining the walls, designed and created when they sacrificed human or animal, that life force would give the opportunity, the ability of the supernatural realm to manifest its own flesh to come on to this world. That's the purpose of all wars. That's the purpose of death and destruction that they cause to manifest or channel at these festivals, WESOC, or at the UN meetings. Look it up on your own. Look it up right now. The empty chair in the UN. The empty chair is Freemasonry, identification of that supernatural being to come into that lodge or channel an individual. This is witchcraft at the highest level. To give instructions, technology, religion, ideas, manipulation, techniques, and so forth comes from the hierarchy. Only ones that know this are the third degree Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Shriners, and those high-level witches that are involved in this, sorcerers that are real. Oh, I know it's trivialized in fictional movie storylines, Disney. Disney was Illuminati, by the way, and the child molester and pedophile. I'm sorry to tell you that, but he was. That's what Disney's all about. Everything I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, I challenge you to challenge me. I challenge you to look it up and find out for yourself. Because I have. And it's true. Now, Nimrod. So now Nimrod, that's why he started the sacrificing of children. That's why the Mayans, those murderers, sacrificed children. That's why the cannibalism, that's why the sacrifice of humans, the Burning Man, all this is designed that the fallen angels and the demons can manifest or possess. This is what it's all about. Back to the days of Noah. Now, God saw that men were working together, and men were all one DNA, one language, in unity. Because when God saw what they were doing on this earth, building the Tower of Babel to bring those angels back into this realm and to plot against God once again, God divided the languages. You'll find that in the scripture. Now, I could give you scripture and back and forth give you scripture. It's going to take time. I'm sure most all you out there can find this on your own. And that's the only reason I'm not giving you scripture right now. It's because it's the time element. I've got a lot to tell you in a short period of time. But if you're writing this down, you can find out this on your own. God divided the languages. Now, it doesn't say anything about the bodies, the culture. But when, can you imagine? Now, you say, well, how did, oh, that's a myth, really. Where do you think Adam and Eve came from? You think they just sprang out from some meteorite that hit the earth and the amino acids mixed in with the primordial soup and voila, you had a virus and a virus turned into Adam? You got to be kidding me. You believe that, then you must go to Disney a lot. Uh-huh. And you love my little three little bears and they talk to each other and eat porridge and whatever. Okay. Well, enjoy yourself because that's a false baloney. No, sir. God created them from nothing. God created, put them together by his power, his will. He created the scientific principles of physics. He created the, everything that's needed. He created the aquarium to put the fish in. The fish are Adam and Eve. The fish did not create their own aquarium. You understand this? Well, neither did Adam and Eve. So once he had everything in place, through his will, his knowledge, whatever he got that we can't even fathom, he puts together flesh and bone. No blood. In other words, they were immortal at the beginning. He put them together and fashioned Eve from a rib of Adam. Why would he do that? Because the DNA made Eve part of his DNA. And they were equal in the Garden of Eden. There's no hierarchy of man over woman or woman over man. They were equal, harmoniously living in the Garden of Eden, immortal. But they had to have a choice. Don't eat of this tree, the knowledge of good and evil. That's my first gospel to you, he says. That's the first gospel. Eat of anything you want, but don't eat of this one tree. And that tree was knowledge of good and evil. It's not eating the fruit, the chemical composition of the fruit. It was the act of disobedience. Now, so Nimrod, Tower of Babel, God came down and saw they were plotting against him, letting the fallen angels come in. Fallen angels are kicked out of the third heaven into the second heaven, which is a known universe. Now they're trying to come on earth by means of alchemy, witchcraft, and so forth, and child sacrifice, which, by the way, Shem killed Nimrod and cut him up in little pieces because he was doing that. But they'd already, the fallen angels already were in touch with mankind then and spreading witchcraft to the women and men, sorcerers and so forth, and teaching them alchemy. So God changed the languages, and that stopped the planning. They couldn't complete it because, you can't talk to each other. You can't plan and build. And you imagine the panic that occurred as a result of that. So people scattered and got with those that could speak the same language. They divide themselves into colonies and communities or townships or whatever. I'm going to get in more detail later, but you got the idea. Into those that could understand what they were saying. But no talk yet about the changing of the race. The races are all the same because they come from the same DNA of Noah, wife, three sons, three wives. So where did the races come from? When everyone had divided, God did one of two things. Now, I can't tell you which one he did. but it had to be one of two things. One, when God changed the languages supernaturally, which is confirmed by the Bible, instantly God changed the body structure. He could do that. He created Adam and Eve from nothing. He could change the body structures, the manipulation of the DNA, by his almighty power anytime he wants to. He translated Enoch, did he not? Brought flesh into heaven, alive. And also Elijah and Jesus, which was God incarnated human flesh. He can manipulate that DNA. Well, they can manipulate DNA because it's energy, but not the extent that God can. However, through the knowledge of good and evil, they can manipulate DNA. And I'm getting there. So God either changed the DNA immediately at the same time he changed the languages, or when everybody divided and went in their different places where they could talk with each other, you might say, in towns or cities or whatever, and later on, 10 generations or so, the generation of Prelig, at that generation in Prelig, P-E-L-E-G, the earth was divided. Genesis 10:25, you'll find it there, was the separation of the peoples of the earth at Babel by God's confusion of their languages. Now, that was a scattering of the people. And when they're at different locations, here's how it works technologically. Or, should I say, quantum physically. Your bodies have power points on them. Chakras, whatever the New Agers call them. Anywhere you have a combination or collection of molecules, DNA and all that, it has to have power points on the body to collect the DNA to make you what you are, physical, in this realm. Well, the earth has the same thing. It's called ley lines. Convergent points. And the major convergent points are crisscrossing lines like Mount Shasta, California, like Mount Pilate in North Carolina, like some of these mountains and Bohemian Grove and certain places, the convergent ley lines, are significant power structures on the face of this planet. Specific places. Area 51, World Trade Center's got one underneath it, or certain cathedrals and Indian reservations. All over the earth. Just like your body has chakras, the earth has chakras. Now, I'm not going to go there in detail because that starts getting the New Age realm, and I want to stay away from that. But it is, they've identified the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They've identified the scientific principles of this earth and how to manipulate it through formulas, numerology, chemistry, composition. Now, you got it now? See how it works? And through alchemy and witchcraft, incantations, and all that sort of thing. Now, somehow God divided the land. In other words, he split the continents apart. Now, you know when that happened. Between the time that that happened and Nimrod, that period of time, there's somewhat of a historical gap. This has nothing to do with the gap theory either. But there was major upheavals that's not talked about in the Bible, and there's really no need for it. But you'll find it in other places, which take with a grain of salt. If it's outside the King James, I don't trust it, but it does say in Genesis 10:25 that God divided the land. He pulled it apart. You know that caused a lot of upheaval. When he did that, it put certain continents in different locations on the earth, which consequently put the continents in the area of different ley lines, the convergent ley lines, that would have an effect on the DNA pattern. They've proven it today that language definitely affects DNA. A study in California, I don't have it at the top of my head right now. I've got it, the study, in my computer, but I don't have it on top of my head. I'm not going to try to find it, and I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to mention it. you can find it if you will, and I have it located somewhere else, but I can just tell you, to move right along, that the study was done that language does affect DNA. Food affects DNA. Different power locations, power structures on the earth affects DNA. That's why you don't find a polar bear in Africa. Why don't you find a polar bear in Africa? It's just a bear, isn't it? DNA for a bear, why can't you have a polar bear? Because it's not, the power structure of Africa doesn't allow for that DNA structure to develop. That's why you see folks that get blacker south, got nothing to do with curses and all that nonsense. And everybody up north are white. Everybody to the east are, that's adjacent to Scandinavia and Europe are still Caucasian, but the eye structure is different. See, each place is different. Matter of fact, even the United States, if you go to Chicago, Illinois, and find indigenous people that lived up there, and you go to Georgia or Alabama, there's a different eye structure that's common to the indigenous population of those two areas, even the United States. You can tell there's a difference in the eye structure. Now, magnify that to the world. And that's where God warned us to be. Divided, but still working with each other, but not dividing, not combining DNA. Now, personally, again, I want to emphasize, I don't care. You know, who get marries who and all that, and why it's the prince and all that. I don't get into all that nonsense. I'm talking about the principles involved here and how they have used this separation. Now, if, let's say, for example, well, I hate saying this as an example. I don't like it, but I'll use it anyway. If you were on satanic realm or a supernatural realm, or if you were, say, the world planners or whatever, and you want to bring everybody back together under a new world order, a world government, everybody's divided, what you're going to have to do? Bring them together at one conversion point. And guess what that point was? The Great American Experiment. Oh, I told you, didn't I? Yeah. That was it. The continental, because of the resources that America has, everything is in the North American continent. Everything. Salt, gold, diamonds, oil, everything that witchcraft needs to foment another Tower of Babel or CERN. That's not all, though. The major part was combining the races in one location to intermingle the DNA to go against what God set up. And that has been accomplished. Evidence, you will find it right now in 10 seconds. If you want to check on your own, put in Changing Face of America, National Geographic, October 2013. That is their creation, to combine the races. Again, I don't care, personally. I'm not into all that anti-racial stuff. I'm not into all these movements and signing petitions and groups and all this nonsense. I don't get involved in that. I'm telling you what they're really doing. They have accomplished it. So by combining the races, all racial problems would go away. So first they got to do what? Create the division, cause division, cause killing, KKK, Black Panthers, you got it now? To cause you all to, hey, we got to come together. Yes, we want you to come together under our control. That's a new world order. Now, I have the evidence right here. I'm going to give you some evidence here because this is an outlandish claim, but I can prove it to you. Dr. Brock Chisholm, I've said this many times, Brock Chisholm, C-H-I-S-H-O-L-M, bad news, 1948 to 1953, he was director of the World Health Organization. He was deeply involved in the New World Order. He said in Red Fog Over America, I quote, first edition, page 223, William G. Carr, and I've read this before, so my regular listeners, bear with me. William G. Carr says, and I quote, word for word, after the nations have been merged into an international state, the directors, that would be the Illuminati, the Jesuits, etc., then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. That would be the Antichrist. Continuing, quote, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. Quote, this experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. Order out of chaos. They present the chaos to bring the order under their control. Now, then they go into how to mass medicate the population once it's done. And then they go into how they're going to orchestrate the births. And how do they create this chaos? Well, what you as a public must not forget is that communism never died. It's always been since 1776 until now. Reagan lied. The communist movement has been controlling our government ever since, quietly. Marxism, socialism, confirmed the public school system has been a humanistic ally of the Illuminati since 1908. Churches were infiltrated in 1887. Y'all been played. We all have been played. The Soviet leaders it goes back. I can explain this. Soviet leaders knew that the heads of the Illuminati did not hesitate to start World War I and II. And so even FDR was part of this. All of them were. They know the Illuminati successfully placed the blame on starting both these wars on the shoulders of the German people. But history does not support those charges because history proves they carried out their long-range plan from 1772 to 1952 like clockwork. One thing they made a mistake, and I'm not going to get into it now, is we're supposed to be in a New World Order by 1945, but it didn't work out. So it brought the Nazis over here. Anyway, so why should they stop now, back in 55, as it would stop now? They haven't. A military coup is coming in America shortly. It's all a bunch of hoopla. But what the public must never forget, and they keep reminding people, all of us as a truth teller that are watchmen, is your elected representatives. It's the fact that the leaders of the communist movement or atheistic materialists and leaders of the Illuminati believe that Satan, Lucifer, whether you believe in him or not, don't matter, they do, is the all-powerful supernatural force. And so this Illuminati, they've intended all along to use atheistic communism, Zionism, internationalism, and every other ism you can even begin to name, and ones you don't know that you find out about, you can name them then, up to a certain point. But when the nations have been merged into an international state, you'll find that in Daniel and Revelation, by the way, the directors then intend to crown the king of Illuminati, king despot of the universe, in their languages, that is the Antichrist, led by the false prophet, who's Sanand Emanuel, that's not the Pope. And then they're going to bring together the cultures that God divided so they wouldn't plot against him. And that is going to be the last plot called the New World Order. So the way they're going to do it has been by bringing the races together. God's going to bring the races together, but under benevolence, not malevolence and depopulation. So now, the race. I'm going to talk specifically now about the race. I've laid the groundwork best I can, and as simple as I can, in a short period of time. That's the challenge. So the races came from Table of Nations, from Japhet going north, Shem staying Midwest, Mideast, Midland, and Ham going south repopulated the earth. Third generation of Ham to Cana or Cush to Nimrod, who married his mother, Semiramis. And now you know Ishtar, you know Easter, you know all these, the fish head thing going on, the ancient mystery religion, shamanism, Zoroastrianism, all this is developed. And then 10 generations later, God divided the land after the languages. And along that way, the cultures developed. God separated the land supernaturally. Genesis 10:25. And now Satan's agenda is to bring us all back together under his control. By being placed in different parts of the globe, or by instantaneous changing, the races developed. One of the two ways. That's where the races came from. People like to say that the wives had the DNA. No, because the male DNA would overshadowed it. They try to say that one of the sons had DNA. No, because it came from Noah. Noah's perfect in his generation. It was because the power structures of the earth changed DNA of plant and animal. Anything that had DNA and molecules to it were changed because of the location they were on the face of this planet. After he divided the land. There you go. Now, you all look that up on your own if you want to. You know, the article, found an article in the Days of Prelig by Larry Pierce. You have to take literally the words Prelig. From the days when the earth divided. The first and main meaning of the Hebrew word Erez, or E-R-E-T-S, is land, earth, not nation. Is land he divided. So, it's related to the planet, not to people. On the grounds, the way the earth is defined, the first in Genesis, was the planet. And that's basically, that's the bottom line of how the races were presented. Now, it is the agenda of the evil. It's the agenda of the Illuminati to divide the races and cause them to fight each other. And by doing this, over a period of generations upon generations, to cause them to come together under their control, order out of chaos. For in his days was the earth divided among the three sons of Noah, and their respective posterities, and their language was divided, and that obliged them to divide and separate in bodies which understood one another. Hence that age, in which was this event, was usually called by the Jews the Age of Division. Whether this was done about the time of his birth, or so the name was given to perpetuate the memory of it, or in some part of his life, or so was given by a spirit of prophecy, is a question Josephus, Jerichi, and the Jewish writers usually go the latter way. It is, if it was at the time of his birth, which is the sense of many, then this affair happened in the 101st year after the flood. For in the year of Peleg was born, it appeared from Genesis 11, verses 11 to 16. You'll find that in C.F. Kyle and Dietrich Commentaries of the Old Testament, 19th century, volume 1, page 171. So now there's where the races came from. And this is terribly, terribly summarized, to say the least. So when they tell you that the earth was divided over millions and millions of years, or the continental shift drifting, 6 inches ever, whatever, it's a bunch of nonsense. It's garbage. It's not even possible anyway. but we like to believe it because they're professors and they handle our education. Oh, education. Oh, you mean one of the Ashram rays of the fallen angels, education. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Family, we've been lied to. Now the races. You know, according to the Bible, all humans on earth today are descended from Noah, his wife, three sons, three wives. And before that time, Adam and Eve, Genesis 1 to 11. But today we have these different groups now and sort of coming to a conclusion, just part on the skin color. Some people see this as a reason to doubt the Bible's record of history. But until you dig into it, you'll find out the Bible's true. And actually confirms it when you actually use some of their principles of themselves that they've brought up on their own. What's a race? There's really only one race, the human race, actually. The Bible teaches us that God has made one blood all nations of men, Acts 17:26. You'll find it. The scripture actually distinguishes people by tribe or national groupings, not by skin color or physical appearance. And you know, clearly enough, they're groups of people who have certain features, skin color in common, which distinguish them from other groups. You call these people groups rather than races. That's to avoid this evolutionary connotation is associated with the word race, and the word race is associated with war caused by the Illuminati. All people can interbreed and produce fertile offspring with each other. So what this shows is that the, well, you'd say biological differences between the races are not very great. In fact, the DNA differences are really trivial. DNA of any two people on the earth would typically differ by just 0.2%. Of this, only 6% can be linked to racial characteristics, and the rest is within race variation. Now, like I said, I'm not a theologian, I'm not a microbiologist, I'm not a geneticist, but I do research. And you can do your own. So if you find a mistake I've made, then let me know. Now, by the way, this variation in this DNA thing going on between human individuals, the racial differences are really trivial. It's the soul and spirit of a man that counts the most. But the racial differences from the verb visual is what's used to cause us to fight each other, cause division, so we want to come together under their control. You know what genetic unity means, for instance, that white Americans, although ostensibly far removed from black Americans and phenotype, can sometimes be better tissue matches for them than they are other black Americans. Everybody claims priority. We're all the same. Just depends what part of the earth you were born into. It's the only difference. You've got these anthropologists. I found in some studies that classify people into a small number of main racial groups. The Caucasoid, Europeans are white folk, I call it. The Mongoloid, which includes Chinese, Inuit, or Eskimo, or Native Americans. Oh, by the way, when you look along the ley lines of the Middle East, you know that Shem settled in the Middle East. Where the bronze, darker skin colored cultures are. By the way, Shem, Jesus Christ, comes from the bloodline of Shem. Shem would have dark skin like Jesus has. Dark, dark skin. Just right above Africa, just right below Europe, where Japheth settled. So what do you see west of the Middle East? You see the southwest and lower part of the North American continent, Mexico, Mexicans and Indians. That would kind of put them kind of in the bloodline of Shem, wouldn't it? How about that? See, Jesus Christ is not long-haired, blonde-haired, and blue-eyed Caucasian. No, not at all. Do the math on that one. You know, all evolutionists that say that the various people groups didn't have separate origins. But, you know, let me go back and make sure you understand what I'm saying here so there's no guesswork. It's my belief with this kind of logic that Jesus Christ was dark-skinned, bronze, Middle Easterner, same bloodline as Indians and Mexicans. Now, if y'all white folk have a problem with that, that's your problem. If you black folk have a problem with that, that's your problem. But Jesus Christ is listed, mentioned as bronze skin, short hair, and looks Middle Easterner. You see? So when you see this blonde-haired, blue-eyed Sananda come around, man, that is not Jesus of Nazareth. By no stretch. Be ready. He's coming. He'll be a fraud, too. I kind of throw that in there just in case. So there's no mistake. You know, all evolutionists now say that the various people groups did not have separate origins. Some people say they're trying either to fool you or they just don't understand it. You know, skin color. Yellow, red, black skin, white skin, brown skin, whatever. There's many different kinds of skin pigments or colorings. And different chemicals for coloring would mean a different genetic recipe or code in the hereditary blueprint, DNA, RNA, and appears to be a problem. We have all the same coloring pigment in our skin, melanin. It's a dark brownish pigment that is produced in different amounts of special cells in our skin composition. If we had none, as do people call albinos, they inherit a mutation-caused defect. See, mutations means it's missing something. Mutations don't evolve into something that's going to work. It means it's missing something. That's all mutation. So evolution is not caused by mutation. Cancel that out right quick. And they cannot produce melanin. Then we would have a very easy or very white or pink skin coloring. If we produce little melanin, we'd be European white folk. If our skin produced a great deal of melanin, you'd be very dark black. In between, of course, are all shades of brown. There's no significant skin pigment. In summary, of this part of it, from information I could gather from research, the really important factor in determining skin color is melanin and the amount it's produced in the body. This is true not only for skin color, but certainly for whatever feature you may look at that no people group has anything that's essentially different from that possessed by any other. For example, the Asian or almond eye differs from a typical Caucasian eyeball in having more fat around them. But Asian and Caucasian's eyes have fat. The latter has less. A lot of this is affected by DNA manipulation, positioning on the planet. Electromagnetic energy as it affects each generation. You know, it protects the skin, this melanin, against damage by ultraviolet light from the sun. As in the same way the Van Allen belt protects the earth from being bombarded by electromagnetic waves to keep us all on earth from frying like geese at Thanksgiving. Well, the melanin protects your body the same way, in a way. From the sun. Too little bit of melanin. In a very sunny environment, you'll easily suffer sunburn or skin cancer. If you have a great deal of melanin and you live in a country where there's little sunshine, it'll be harder for you to get enough vitamin D, which, by the way, needs sunshine for its production in your body to fight off disease, which they don't want you to do. So they give you sunscreen. Make sure you don't get vitamin D. Well, gosh, you even have an ultraviolet thing you can go into a sports place and just get all burned up, man. Just wrinkle that skin up, man. Yeah. Yeah, see what they how they do this? You may suffer from vitamin D deficiency, which means it causes a bone disorder such as rickets. And they know that, too. Also, be aware that you're not born with a genetically fixed amount of melanin. Rather, you have a genetically fixed potential to produce a certain amount of melanin. So, how is it that many different skin colors can arise in a short time? If a person from a very black people group marries someone from a very white group, the offspring, called mulattoes, are mid-brown. It has long been known that when the mulattoes marry each other, their offspring may be virtually any color, ranging from very dark to very light. Willie Lynch sought to use this in the slave trading in the 1700s for dividing the blacks against each other. You had racial discrimination even back then from a light-skinned black to a dark-skinned black. For white folk, it was politics. For Indians, it was different tribes. You see what they've done? They study the group, determine how to divide them, and they then use that to keep them all divided to control them. Now, when you understand this, it gives you kind of a clue, more or less, of answers to some questions. But first, you got to look at a multiple, simple way of which basic principles of heredity. Each of us carries some information in our body that describes us in a way, kind of a DNA blueprint, right? And describes a furnished building. It determines not only that we, say, for example, will be human beings or men or women rather than cabbages or crocodiles, although I could, never mind. But anyway, but also it tells you whether you'll have blue eyes, short nose, long legs, or whatever. Even arthritis can be in the same place. It's hereditary. When a sperm fertilizes an egg, all the information that then specifies how the person will be built, now ignore exercise and diet and so that and all that stuff, DNA, GMA, GMO and all that stuff has an effect, listen, on DNA, as does chemtrails. They knew back in the year 1900 exactly, by putting fluorine in the body through water, lying to the public that it was for teeth enhancement. And if you drink a lot of milk, it'll help you from getting broken bones. Now they're saying it doesn't work that way. Yeah, they can't make their mind up. Anyway, so they put fluorine in the food, in the water under the guise of protecting teeth. Now I've got this documented, you understand? I'm not making this up. And then I can't tell you when though, in the 1930s or 40s, they knew what they were doing. This is called, family, this is called alchemy. This is alchemy. So they put fluorine in your water in the 1900s AD for mass medication. Fluorine, fluoride, causes docile behavior to a certain extent. But that's not only what it did. Reynolds aluminum. Reynolds is Illuminati family. Reynolds aluminum, tobacco. Reynolds aluminum. They made pots and pans out of aluminum. Coffee percolators. What goes in that? Water does. Yeah, you need water for coffee, you know. So now you mix the fluorine with the aluminum. On the long term, you get chronic fluorosis. That's where the boils came from in the 1950s. They even put cancer cells created in the laboratory in 1952-53 in the polio vaccines of baby boomers to the tune of 30 to 90 million. Man, this is all pre-planned. I got this documented. This is not, I'm not conspiracy theory. This is documented, man. This is not even a theory. So let's go back. They know how to manipulate through alchemy. Most of the information that you get comes coded in the DNA. Now, when you code a piece of string, which beads on it and can carry a message in Morse code to illustrate it, the piece of string, DNA, by the use of a simple sequence of like short beads and long beads, represents the dots and dashes of Morse code, spaces, carries the same information as the English word help typed on a piece of paper. So the entire Bible could be written thus in Morse code on a long enough piece of string. In Morse code. That'd be a really long piece of string. That's a kind of an idea of how your body is. So in the same way, then, the human blueprint within the body is a code or language convention which is carried on a very long chemical strings of DNA. This is the most efficient way that God set this up in the storage system. It's similar to computer technology. Goes from generation to generation. So this word gene, even though you might have dated a gene at one time, is a different gene here, G-N-E. It refers to a small part of that information, which has the instructions for that one type of enzyme. For example, it might be, I don't know, understood as a portion of the message string that contains only one specification. Family, when they've got your DNA, they've got your blood sample, the Rothschilds created the Red Cross. This DNA manipulation, family, goes back to DNA. Hello? Testing, testing. This, can y'all hear me? Testing, testing. This DNA, that's interesting, this went off. Testing, 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 testing. Here we go. I need to increase it. I don't know what happened there. It can be manipulated by ELF transmission. This goes back to the days of Noah. But they had to wait over a period of time to see how their abominations turned out. Now with computer technology, they can do it by computer. They can do it by computer. They can make clones of pharaohs. You got this now? 1985 is what they did. Now there's one gene that carries the instructions for making what's called hemoglobin. It's what is it? Oh boy, I'm deep in this, aren't I? This hemoglobin, hemo, blood, hemo is blood. It's a kind of a, I don't know, protein that carries oxygen in your red blood cells. Something like that. And the gene has been damaged by mutation, such as copying mistakes during reproduction. The instructions will be faulty. Do you know that when they have your DNA from blood and through your aura, through your energy, through your soul, produces colors around your body. I'm not going into detail on this, but it works. They can track you from satellite. And when they put a microchip inside your body, that enhances your DNA signature. They can track you from satellite with your DNA signature. That's specific to your string of DNA. Yes, sir. That's a 40-year transition from microchips back in the 1960s till now. They can track you and manipulate it. That's where the Holy Spirit comes so important. There's one gene that carries instructions for making hemoglobin. And this protein carries oxygen to your red blood cells. Why would it carry oxygen to your red blood cells? Because you're mortal. When you're immortal, when God changes or translates your body, you don't need blood anymore. you're skin and bone. No blood. But when you're mortal, you have blood in your system because life is in the blood. This is very important. Yeah. That's why you have oxygen in the blood cells. You need blood to live. They need blood to live because the body has a certain time that it lives and it dies. God knew what he was doing. So those demons can't inhabit a body too long before it dies. That's why they want to extend the body to 200 years. Oh, they do not want this told. I know this. They do not want this told. That's why they kill microbiologists. That's why they kill those with secrets. Oh, I'm stirring up a whole lot of trouble. I know that right now. This is what they're doing to extend their life. But here's the downside. The elite are being lied to. Yes, they are. The elite is being lied to. That's their carrot that Satan's given them to get them to work for him. And when they're done killing us off, or so they think, Satan's going to kill them off. The trick is 500 million from 7 billion. That's a lie he's telling the elite. Why do you think you're trying to get transhumanism, stem cell research, all this research, and they want you to live. They want to try to make bodies that's going to last 200 years or more that their former supernatural Nephilim can get back to bodies again. God's not going to let that happen. This is what everything's going on today about. So now, go back to this instructions, the faulty part and the crippled form of hemoglobin and diseases such as sickle cell anemia and thalassemia and results from mistakes they've made and an egg that's just been fertilized. Where's all the information this gene's from? Well, one half of it from the father carried the sperm and the other half from the mother carried in the egg. Genes come in pairs. So the case of hemoglobin, for example, you have two sets of code instructions. Hemoglobin manufactured, one coming from the mother, one from the father. How to make a clone. You take the mother's egg, you pluck out the cell, you take the one to be cloned from the pharaoh, or whatever you got, and put that cell back in the woman's egg and stick it back inside of her. You get yourself a clone. Four different types. I'm not going there right now. There are four different types of clones. You can make as many as you want to. After all, they were doing that DNA manipulation back in the days before Noah. You saw what happened there, didn't you? Then they started doing it again after, and now you can know what God's going to do it again. He's going to take it. He's going to get rid of it. Now you know why God told Joshua to kill every man, woman, and child and animals, because of DNA manipulation, the DNA abominations, and the giants that pervaded in the Middle East after Noah. That's what they were confronted with. All these Hittites, this type, that type, whatever type it was, are giants during that whole period of time of DNA manipulation and alchemy. You see what happened? That's what this is all about. This is the bottom line. Now, you can imagine now when they start messing around with animals and human. You think God's going to stand for that? You got to be kidding me. He's going to destroy it all with fire. But before that will be the tribulation for all this evil and death that they've caused. That's why I pray against it. But now they're trying to hide it in the secret societies because they think they're told that they're going to be the next evolution of man. They're being lied to. And my idea is not against Freemasonry. It's to warn the Freemasons. That's why I bring this up. Man, you Freemasons, you're going to be targeted. Even the most evil, the Knights of Malta or whatever has caused all this trouble and all this and so forth, you're going to be targeted too. I get, now me personally, I belong to no, I don't even sign petitions. I don't sign groups, don't sign petitions. I get involved in no movements, no organizations, none of that. I have my hands are clean of that. I don't want it. I think I signed my name once on violence against women, stop it, and something else about children I did, and animals. I like animals. But I just said, no, I don't sign anymore. Other than that, I don't get involved on this. I keep myself neutral. But what I follow, who I follow is Jesus Christ and irrefutably his only true word in the King James Bible that tells you all I'm telling you now. Well, within, you know, days of Noah, and talks about DNA manipulation, actually. Sons of God to the daughters of men created Nephilim, Genesis 6:2 to 6:5, 6:4. Job 38:7 tells you who they are. Job talks about the development of the body. Ecclesiastes talks about the blood control system you got. In the Bible, there's all kind of clues there about it. Tells you. Now, family, I apologize. I'm leaving a lot out, but there's so much detail that I can't talk about. I'd be here for hours. You see, so I'm giving you the highlights of what I've discovered. Now you go find it yourself. And I mean this in love. I don't mean that. Go get it yourself. I don't mean it in that fashion. But this is what's going on today. Now, they've taken this racial differences and they've orchestrated and manipulated war against us, each other. That's really the bottom line of what's happened. And this is how they've created the active or extreme groups to cause us to fight each other, like the KKK under Freemasonry, the Aryan Nation, no white folk, and the black side, black Muslims, and Black Panthers, or against each other, yet the same organization has formed both of them. And they don't know that. Mexicans, you have the Aztlan. So we took the land away from them by us leaving Europe, 1400, still Alamo. You got the idea? Why did we do that? Well, we're escaping religious persecution. That was the dialectic. That was the reason we left Europe. White folk out of Europe, the offspring of Japhet, were being murdered by the Vatican to the tune between 1200 AD to 1800 AD, 50 to 68 million people. So by 1492, 200 years of mass slaughter by the Vatican in the Inquisition. I think it's time to get the dickens out of here. Where? Well, this guy named Columbus found a way. We're getting out of here. They got gold over there. They got land over there. Man, let's get out of here. You understand the point? That's what they wanted. That's what happened. Now you see why culture number two came over. Indians befriended the settlers. The settlers befriended the Indians till the Fabians came over. And the Freemasons causing strife among the races, targeting the offspring of Shem. Ooh, hey, about that, huh? And then the third culture in the 1600s. Where'd they come from? Africa. The losing tribe, enslaved by the winning tribe. Rothschild saw an opportunity to then use the white slave traders in the South in the 1600s to, well, don't y'all just love tobacco? Oh, yes. Well, we can give you some slaves to do it for you. You don't have to do it. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Third culture comes over under slavery. I talked about that yesterday. So now the white folk think they're slave owners, when in reality they're being fooled the whole time, even up till today. using the same principles that Willie Lynch used against the blacks. The Illuminati has been using against the whites all along. Didn't even know it. So the first DNA manipulation began with the blacks, as I explained yesterday, in horrific, unbelievable, egregious manners did we treat the black slaves. Well, supported by the Bible, no, it's not. The slavery was not slavery back then. It was debt. Debtors. You owe us? You can't pay? Okay, you work for me. They didn't murder, rape, and beat, and torture. We did. And if we don't renounce it, your bloodline, your generational curses of your great-great-great-great-granddaddy who was a slave owner, your family bloodline is cursed. Guaranteed. That's why you got troubles, problems, because of generational curse. Whew, I'm making some people mad, I know, but this is the truth. You say America is the land of the free, right? Free who? How's that work? Declaration of Independence was created by the Vatican. It's created by the Illuminati to cause division. That's the purpose of the Declaration of Independence. I've got this documented. You can deny it if you want to, but I know it was used. It was fashioned after the Magna Carta. Using liberty as a trigger to cause division, to set up enslavement of the white folk, them not even knowing it. So white folk left Europe under religious persecution. Black folk left Africa under slavery. They justified slavery in the Bible Belt because it's in the Bible, but it's not. It's a different kind of slavery. We took it to a whole new level thanks to Willie Lynch, who was hired by the Rothschilds. That's correct. Now, this goes 1600, 1700, 1800, 300 years of slavery and subjugation of another culture in the Bible Belt. They waited 300 years, give or take, until 1860, and now it's time to cash in. In comes racial avatar Abraham Lincoln, who's a member of the royal family and Illuminati. That's correct. But God had a different change of plans. He gave Lincoln courage to step away and start making something happen, like it did JFK. Thrust it, fold again, Satan says. And the Illuminati and the Freemasons and Knights of Malta and whoever else was a part of this, fold again. So they had to kill Lincoln because his role was the Emancipation Proclamation. So you bring they have this ever culture. Women, they had it. You have to enslave them. They emancipated them. Light up for liberty. The blacks enslaved. Emancipation Proclamation. Later to be the Civil Rights Movement. Family, this was planned in the 1400s. 8 steps. It follows 250 years of planning. You put the culture in bondage. Whatever it is. Something. Depends on the culture. You analyze it. Determine how you can put them in bondage, and you do it. You got them in bondage. Might take a generation. Might not last to half a generation. But you got them in bondage. And you test it. You check it. Are they in bondage? Yes. Okay, step 2. Is you give them a movement. You give them a religion. You give them some kind of a way by which they can come together and galvanize them. But you control it. Feminism, nationalism, Nazism, Zionism, liberty. You getting how this works? And you train your next generation little pagans to carry this out. So, you put them in bondage, look up Tyler. You give them some kind of a movement to galvanize them, and you control it. And then they obtain courage because they're galvanized, but you control it. And you put other groups of yours that belong to you that infiltrate into that group, pretending to be part of that group. That's called a fifth column strategy. And they initiate whatever action you want to take, either it's violent or terrorism or movements or marches or whatever else. Occupy Wall Street was funded by the Rockefellers. Boston Tea Party. Man, it wasn't Indians, it's Freemasons. Sinking of the Maine. That was orchestrated by the Illuminati. General Boykin. Liberty, freedom, America, and I'm Muslim. Obama's bad. Family, he's a Knights of Malta. He's a member supporting the Vatican, the enemy. Same thing with Wesley Clark. He's a Rhodes Scholar. They all work together against you, pretending to be like you. That's how it works. So you got bondage. You got a movement. Then they get courage. And then they go for freedom. You can't go for freedom unless all these others are taking place. They've got their freedom. Emancipation Proclamation. Line up for freedom. Equal rights, all that stuff. You give it to them. Then, the fifth step is abundance. They have an abundance of what they didn't have before. They get lost in it. You test it at each level. You test what level they are by observing, by like Black Friday, or by active groups, meetings, marches. You test it. You know, you test, are they there? You have an abundance of what you didn't have before. You got it now. So Emancipation Proclamation, the blacks were released out of their slavery. Yay, we're out. But then you did what? What'd you do? You put them in ghettos. You put them in places and you made them look stupid. You made them say, you know, it's terrible. Terrible what we did. Boy, you said all over there, you can't eat with us white folk. What is that kind of garbage? And then the legal system was one-sided. In North Carolina, they had mobs that hung black folk for nothing. Subjugated them after they were released in freedom to keep them controlled. Why? To put them down. Because you knew, the Masons knew, that 1960s, 100 years after, they planned civil rights movement. That way they controlled it. And to bring the blacks in to the secret societies, they created the Boule Society. That'd be eliminated shortly, but that was to control the upper crust of the black folk. That's how they do it. This is all pre-planned by the Fabians, the Jesuits, the Illuminati. Spirit is upon me. I got to tell you what's going on. This is what's happened. All the way through. Even on the TV and movies, they had white folk dress up in black polish and acted stupid to put down the blacks. Then the women couldn't smoke, couldn't vote. That's your bondage in the women. Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, trained women in the groups, active groups, to march, to light up for freedom. That's how they set up feminism and division of the family. So finally, by 1958-59, thereabouts, a member of the NAACP, there's your group, by the name of Rosa Parks, sat on a bus, and that began the civil rights movement. That gave courage to the blacks to finally stand up and march. Stand up for freedom. So you get after abundance. All right, now I'm going to go back to there in a minute. After abundance, after that culture, whoever it is, gets abundance. For the women, we can smoke, we can do what we want to. Man, shut up. We'll do what we want to do. That's what they want. I personally don't carry the way. I'm telling you what the strategy is. We can vote. Watch what we're going to do. We're going to march in. We're going to take down your whiskey rebellion. All that's planned through the Tavistock, man. Through the controllers to give them freedom. The blacks, now I've told you how they do that. The whites don't like it no more, humble. You don't like it no more, do you? No, you don't, because your power has been taken away from you. There's the conflict is generated. The abundance is there. So, bondage. A movement. They get courage. The fourth step is they have their patriot, they have their liberty, their freedom. Then they have an abundance of what they didn't have before. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so if I forget something, let me know. And then after they get abundance, they get apathetic. Uh-huh. I don't care. I got what I want. Then they get selfish. That's mine. Get away from there. You can't have none of that. Apathetic. I don't care. Here's where the government steps in. And they provide you what you need. You become dependent. Social Security. Retirement. Food stamps. You got it now? This is all orchestrated. And then the eighth step in this 250 year plus or minus is back to a dictatorship by consent. That's done by social engineers, the Illuminati, over the long term, every single culture. If you don't believe me, you check it out. I've done deep study on this. I've got exact examples. I followed it, connected the dots, and this is what Satan has done, using secret societies. When he's done with them, he's got his one world government, you're going to die. Those that's helped him, you're going to die. You're not going to live forever. You're not going to live 200 years. And the revelation will be carried out just as it's been planned. Now, we're coming to the end of the program today, but family, I'm just getting started here. I got Thursday, Friday. I'm going to talk more about this racial manipulation in more detail and how the races, different sexes, are involved in the scheme of things. You know what the Bible says about racism or prejudice and discrimination, the cause of anti-Semitism. I'm going to talk about all this. This entire week. You know, your Christian identity movement. Man, you white folk with Christian identity, you've been taken as fools. You don't know it. They're lying to you, man. They're lying to you in that Christian identity. And they're twisting scripture worse than any pretzel you ever ate at the county fair. And they're cooking you like a funnel cake. They're lying to you. You see? Changing face of America. The American dream, no, the American dream was for the New Atlantis, Sir Francis Bacon. Set up in the 10th century. 1492. And by the year 1600, it began. Till 2013, they have achieved their goal of combining the races, and now to eradicate all other races. They can do that any way they want to. That's what they think. But God's got other plans. You notice they've never achieved it? I would wonder why they haven't figured that out yet. All this planning they've been doing, they've failed every time. So you know what the trick is? They know the trick is to get us, get humankind, to pull away from God, go against Him, change the laws, to go against the commandments, causes God to step away, allowing Satan and his minions more latitude to achieve the world government. Which in effect is a double-edged sword. Because the sooner they achieve it, which I don't promote because I believe in going against them at every level, but as soon as they achieve it, by those unwary, begins their undoing. It's called the tribulations. It's called Armageddon. It's called the lake of fire. It's called the transitioning into the 1,000 year millennium. The final battle of Gog and Magog after the 1,000 year millennium. Then comes eternity after the fire has destroyed the old earth and the old heaven. A new heaven and a new earth will be formed for eternity. That's coming. But there's a whole lot of shaking going on before then. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls. That will happen. Family, that's just the groundwork for the racial division. Feminism is another one. Religion is another one. All these have objectives, milestones, contact groups, discussion study groups that are Illuminati, secret societies, targeting you. And the differences between you and God when you take Jesus Christ as Savior for that Holy Spirit to keep you informed. Holy Spirit to guard you against the technology and the evil. This is the answer to destroy those generational curses by deliverance. It's not being taught in the churches, and that's egregious. But that's why God's going to clean up these churches. The true word of God's only in the King James Bible. That's why it's hard to get one, and they charge $150 or $100, but it's very cheap for NIVs and all that garbage, because they want you to have them. They want you to really get it downloaded on the internet. So when they change the internet, you won't have it anymore. I know what they're up to. They don't want you to have the King James Bible. They want you to get it downloaded on a computer so they can destroy the computers, which they can do on a reset, and you don't have it anymore. But they got a problem. They got a big problem. God writes it on your heart. God sets up the appointments of where you can witness to others, no matter where you are. God's always ahead of them. They'll never, ever outthink the creator of this universe. Not possible. As greater is he in you than is in the rest of the world. As through Jesus Christ. Repenting of sins to him and him alone. He pleads your case to God, and with faith, you'll be saved. Not of yourselves, but of him. That's the reality. Not Ebola. It's not Fukushima. It's not FEMA. It's not plastic coffins. It's not little colored dots on your mailbox. It's not some meteorite streaking to Earth to kill you. Some sunspot's going to reach out and grab you. Or whatever. All that's about fear. Stick it up the wazoo. We got Jesus Christ on our side. But you got to tie that link in there, y'all. That's up to you and God. No pope, no priest, no cardinal, bishop, priester, pastor, rabbi, whatever. It's between you and Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Holy Spirit, your connector. That's it. Don't wait. Family, got to go. My broadcast and Bible study or played at the High Point. Whoa, radio.net came on by itself. Highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. John Kirkler, up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, plays the my broadcast and Bible studies. He's going to increase his numbers, his antennas, and network. And he has sponsors you can find on highportradio.net. If you live in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, locate those sponsors and use them. Check on his site every now and then. Also, my website is watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is watchmanforjesus. And an old inside joke, I won't explain it, but family, Elmer Fudd didn't leave the room. Those of you in the know, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he never left. Family, see y'all tomorrow. If you're in my Bible study tonight on my website, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And then tomorrow at 4 o'clock, I continue on with race manipulations. And a little more detail about how they're causing us to fight each other. And hopefully people that are involved in this will understand this and just stop. And just stop. And identify those inside your groups that are working for the Illuminati. Wouldn't that be sweet? And then witness to them. Don't tar and feather them. Witness to them about the love of Jesus. and spread that word. We'll see y'all tonight, 8 to 9, or tomorrow, 4 to 6. Y'all have a great night, and God bless y'all. This is your watchman, signing off.
Mounted him to peace.
I am with you every day to the end.